Thank you, Austin, for a very good presentation. We'll open the floor now for any of the brethren that might have questions in regard to things that have been presented here. Back here.
Especially this last point, I think, is a good one. That Christ's baptism is not a parallel of the Christian baptism in every way. But interestingly, a lot of our denominational friends use it to try to say, well, we don't have to be baptized for the forgiveness of sins or to be saved because Christ wasn't, you know. They'll say he didn't have any sins. The problem is that they're going to be consistent. If you're going to use his standard, which was no doubt unique, you would have to say, well, if he wasn't baptized to be saved, therefore I'm not, you would have to say, well, because he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, then I am too, which is obviously flawed. But besides that, as you mentioned, the text explicitly says it's a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That's what it says, which is the same thing in Acts chapter 2, because I think it's also worth noting, a lot of times I've been asked, well, how do you know the water or baptism in Acts 2:38 is water? Well, because there's many ways to know, about four or five. One of them is it's a description that is used of John's baptism, which was obviously water. It's the same description. So that's one of the ways.
Very good. And I think you're right.
Good job, Austin. Just a couple of passages to go along with what you already said. You introduced this passage in Matthew 21, where Jesus said, they asked Jesus, by what authority do you do this? And I think that you stopped at verse 27. But if you look at the further context in that passage, Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But then he goes on to say, assuredly I say to you that the tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you, for John came to you in the way of righteousness. So Jesus does answer the question by saying that John, his own question, by saying John's baptism was righteousness, that is from heaven. Therefore, if Jesus hadn't been baptized, he would have sinned because John's baptism was a direct revelation from heaven. The other thing I think that you mentioned this passage, Romans 3:25, about what Brother Richardson was talking about, your forgiveness of sins, those baptized unto John. That word that is translated, I think the New King James has it as passed over, the sins that were committed before. It's the word parison, which is related to the word in Acts 2:38, which is aphison. But parison means forgiveness of sins with a view to something that is going to happen in the future. And actually, it's pretermission, not remission. And so the baptism of John and the faithful men of the Old Testament were forgiven on the basis of the fact that Jesus was going to die. There was never any doubt about it. God knew it. God is outside of time. Mm-hmm. Just like our baptism is in view of an event that happened in the past. And so that's how Romans 3:25 adds to your argument.
I appreciate you saying that because I wanted to make sure I was using that passage correctly, first and foremost, but I appreciate you pointing that out because, you know, so many times we get the question or the understanding of, well, since we look at Hebrews 9 and say that the blood of bulls and goats can't take away sins, and perhaps we draw an unnecessary conclusion to say that there were absolutely no sins then forgiven in Old Testament times. I think you run up with some serious problems with that if you follow that through. So I appreciate you saying.
Particularly Hebrews 11.
Yes.
Good. I thought that was great. Maybe I'll move this down. Thought that was great. I read a debate one time between a denominational preacher and a preacher in the church. And the denominational preacher was trying to say, well, you in the churches of Christ, you don't baptize people for the same reason that Jesus was baptized for, because he wasn't baptized for the remission of sins. Jesus wasn't. And the preacher in the Lord's church, he got up and said, well, of course not. Jesus was not a sinner. But he said, you know what? You don't baptize people for the same reason that Jesus was baptized for, because he wasn't baptized because of the remission of sins. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jesus said, or John, the Bible says he did that to fulfill all righteousness. Certainly, he wasn't fulfilling the righteousness of men. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jesus preached against that. It had to do with the righteousness of God. And then there's the passage of Scripture that says that those who rejected the baptism of John rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Why? Well, it was a command of God. Mm-hmm. And so I think you really hit the nail on that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That baffles me that people try to make that comparison. For one, you would have to say that you yourself were as good as Jesus were. If you're even going to use that argument, well, Jesus wasn't baptized for the remission of sins. Well, everybody else was. And everybody else had sin. That was the whole point. So unless you want to say that you're as righteous and holy as Jesus is, that's, there's just a flaw initially in that argument. But there's a flaw in many arguments when it comes to baptism.
Any other brother that would have a question? Very good, Austin. Do you have some closing comments you'd like to make?
None that I can think of. Just appreciate the opportunity to speak on this passage, and hope that it was helpful.